Well, good morning. What a joy it is to be able to come together today and worship the Lord on the online service. The call to worship that's going to follow the scripture reading really wouldn't make much sense until you could read the scripture right before to understand what the call to worship is about. There is some hard sayings that Jesus had and said, and so the lectionary splits it up between the faith of a Gentile woman, and then Jesus heals a deaf and mute man, which we'll look at a little later. Jesus had some hard sayings, and for us to understand the call to worship, we need to understand this particular scripture in Mark chapter 7, 24 through 30. Hear God's word, New Living Translation. This is the faith of a Gentile woman. Then Jesus left Galilee and went north to the region of Tyre. He tried to keep it secret that he was there, but he couldn't. As usual, the news of his arrival spread fast. Right away, a woman came to him whose little girl was possessed by an evil spirit. She had heard about Jesus, and now she came and fell at his feet. She begged him to release her child from the demon's control. Since she was a Gentile born in Syrian Phoenicia, Jesus told her, "First, I should help my own family, the Jews. It isn't right to take food from the children and throw it to the dogs." She replied, "That's true, Lord, but even the dogs under the table are given some crumbs from the children's plates." "Good answer," he said. "And because you have answered so well, I have healed your daughter." And when she arrived home, her little girl was lying quietly in bed, and the demon was gone. May God add his blessings to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of that particular scripture in Mark 7. Since I don't have two voices today, I'm going to read both parts, both part the leader and the people, and together we can do the prayer of confession if you're following along online. Call to worship. "What are you thinking, Jesus? First, you insult a woman who really needs you just because she was an outsider, and she gave you back as good as she got. Then you went around touching sick people without gloves and gowns. Jesus, you know what you were thinking. What did you want us to think? Help us." And the people part. "The Lord watches over the strangers, and he upholds the orphans and the widow, but the way of the wicked he brings to ruin." And then together, the prayer of confession. Loving God, we have wrapped ourselves in protective layers to keep the world at bay. We have hidden behind stereotypes and excuse our hardness of heart and believe the worst people to escape from ministry. We have allowed antidotes to replace hard scientific fact. Listen to the talking heads instead of the word spoken aloud in our worship. Strip away our notions. Leave us bare to the infection by the needs of this world. Drench us in the sorrows of your people that we might be made whole and healthy at last. May God add his blessings, the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of the call to worship.
And the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. The third day he rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sat at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. And we sing glory to the Father.
As it was.
Hallelujah. You may be seated.